Have you ever been confused about the legalities of doing cover songs on YouTube? Man, it's been such a confusing topic with all sorts of misinformation floating around. Some people think you need to purchase a sync license to be able to do someone else's song. Well, we're going to learn the facts on this episode from someone who knows. This is a short excerpt from a longer interview that I did with Peter Hollins. He's a musician from Eugene, Oregon, who has made incredible use of YouTube. He currently has 1.5 million subscribers to his YouTube channel, and he's gained all those followers because he does these incredible a cappella recordings and videos of primarily cover songs. And he's collaborated with a lot of other popular YouTube singers. So this is a guy who knows firsthand what the real deal is. And I think you'll be happy with what he has to say about it. Couple of clarifications before we jump into that segment. Peter mentions public domain songs. Just so you know, public domain songs are like old sort of folk songs that have been around so long that they're no longer covered by copyright. So anyone is free to record them without permission or anything else. And he mentions the YouTube Content ID system. And basically this is something that YouTube has in place where it compares new videos against a database of sounds, and it can quite often pick up if you're doing a cover song, and it'll ask you that. And a lot of people curse it, but Peter has his own philosophy on that system. Also, just so we're crystal clear, this has nothing to do with you taking a recording of a popular song and like putting it in the background of your video. That is another matter completely. All we're discussing here is you as an artist doing your own rendition of someone else's song. All right? Just so we're clear. So listen up, then I'll come back at the end. I'm Bob Baker, and this is the Music Marketing Podcast, episode 103. One thing that you've used very effectively that a lot of other bands, like our friend Jack Conti in Pomplamoose, and I've interviewed also Carmen, you know, but a lot of people have done really well with cover songs, and that's kind of been the staple of your popularity, is you primarily focused on your unique a cappella versions of cover songs. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say when I'm kind of going for fan acquisition and marketing and acquiring new fans, I definitely concentrate on doing songs that are being searched, that are being suggested within the platform, for sure, absolutely.
What's the ratio of cover songs versus original songs or co-writes that you've done over the years?
I would say it's about 90-10. You know, I've been working really, really hard on a staple of original material that I want to release all at once. And I've been kind of dripping out a few things here and there, but I do truly believe that my public domain songs are original, so I consider those kind of part of my staple of original material. I love basically creating that, you know, that really big fan base and then kind of like forcing them to listen to something that they haven't really ever done before, whether we're talking about like, you know, Danny Boy or Poor Wayfaring Stranger or Parting Glass. Being that classically trained singer, I really like kind of doing that pop classical Josh Groban-y type middle ground. And so I love those beautiful folk songs. And so the cool thing about that is that you can, you know, you can monetize those as though they are original material. But yeah, the cover song is kind of part of the game, right?
Yeah, and a lot of artists have a lot of questions about this, and there's a lot of misconceptions and myths about how to, because a lot of people are under the mistaken impression that to be able to do a cover song and do it legally on YouTube that you need to buy a sync license, which I think is more for movies, but that's not the case. And I think this has probably changed over the years, but from here's a guy who's made a living or a big part of your business model, so I'm hoping that
really like to help.
What's the deal with doing cover songs on YouTube?
So doing cover songs on YouTube, this is like 2017 and beyond, YouTube, for the most part, has blanket licensing deals with like 90-something, 98-97% almost of all publishers. They've taken care of the burden of that sync license. And so as long as you are uploading your content on the YouTube platform, you do not need to worry about obtaining a sync license from a publisher. And usually the Content ID system is on your side. You want them to pick up on the fact that they believe it's a cover, because then the ad revenue that video will be picking up will automatically go to the correct publisher, and then you can like basically click a button when it comes up and it says, is this a cover? And you say yes, then you get to split the ad revenue with the publisher. So the publisher gets paid, you get paid a fraction, and then most importantly, you don't get sued, and you get to have basically a free marketing video for your brand that gets distributed across the entire world in perpetuity, except for mainland China.
So things have evolved over the years, and you mentioned some things that I wasn't even aware of, because it used to be that the copyright holder would come in and say, no, we don't want this. In fact, I think Prince was known for it. He didn't like covers of his songs being up there. So I guess that can still happen, but it's not as common now, and people will take down, or you'll get a bad mark if you do cover songs.
So between myself and like all the tentacles I have out there with all of the other people who are doing similar stuff with me on YouTube, I couldn't tell you if I have ever heard of even one person getting a cover taken down. The things that seem to get taken down still, or tried or attempted to be taken down, are things that are being quote unquote parodied. If you're basically taking like say a Bruno Mars song and then turning it into something that really isn't quote unquote a parody, like say you're just changing the words to make it be something that has nothing to do with the original artist or the intent of the song. Right. Things like that seem to sometimes get taken down. But again, worst case scenario that I've really heard is that they get taken down and it's like, well, that's not as bad as it could be. But yeah, people who are really doing the algorithm of I'm going to do this cover song so that it can help new people find my work, you know, and even if it's just like a straight up cover or even a medley, I've never heard of anyone getting their music taken down in it from that regard. So
cool. And another thing that you mentioned there, I just always had the assumption too that if it was a cover song and you didn't own the copyright to it, that you couldn't monetize it, and that they would redirect that money to the copyright holder as they should. But you're saying that you can actually share a portion of that.
Yeah. As of I believe the beginning of 2015. If you are not with a multi-channel network, so that you're straight up just under the YouTube umbrella, you want that content ID system to pick up on the fact that you are covering Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran's newest song. And it literally will just ask you, is this a cover song? You say yes. And that's the beauty of the content ID system. And it gets such a bad rap, but it is on your side. It is on the publisher's side. And it is kicking butt and taking names, because you could compare a similar platform that is getting a lots of attention right now as a very strong number two in Facebook that does not have a content ID system in place at all. And this one truly does take the money, give it to the right people, and it does give you a fraction of it. So that's the beauty currently of what's going on YouTube.
I hope you enjoyed this. If you don't already, subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you want to check out my YouTube channel, where I have been very active lately, it's real simple. Just go to youtube.com/Bob Baker. And if you want to stay in touch on a more intimate basis and come into my world a little bit more, the best way to do that is by email. And so I recommend that you get on the Music Marketing VIP list. It's real easy to do. And I'm going to give you free stuff as an incentive. Just go to my main music marketing website, which is at thebuzzfactor.com, thebuzzfactor.com. Look in the right-hand column for an image of the Music Marketing Secrets Report. Click on that, and it'll take you to a page where you can enter your name and email and get access to a whole lot of goodies as a result. Thanks for listening, and thanks for all you do to create awesome music and share it with the world. I'm Bob Baker, saying so long for now.